It's been called creepy and terrifying, but also impressive. It's Spot, the robot dog. It's the newest machine from the Waltham robotics company, Boston Dynamics. The company has touted the quadruped robot as a working dog solution for construction sites and warehouses. But recently, the Massachusetts State Police Bomb Squad also borrowed Spot for a three-month trial. That loan is raising questions about the future of police robotics and what kind of oversight there should be. WBUR's Ellie Jarmanning joins us now to talk about Spot and the state police. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
So first of all, describe Spot for us.
So you might have seen videos of Spot. It kind of looks like a headless dog. It has four legs and can walk up and down stairs. It's controlled by a remote control, and Boston Dynamics says it's fully customizable. So if someone wants it to carry tools through a construction site, it can do that. It has a long arm that can open doors and pick things up. Or you can pop on the 360-degree camera and get a look at a space without having to send a human in.
Which directly leads into my next question, I think. How did state police get a hold of Spot?
So state police bomb squad members had been really interested in Spot for a while, and that's according to some state police records obtained by the ACLU of Massachusetts, in which I've reviewed as well. The state and Boston Dynamics signed a temporary lease agreement to run for 3 months, from August to November, and they were actually the first law enforcement agency in the country to get access to Spot like this. State police said they used Spot twice during real-life incidents during that trial, and a spokesman says troopers used Spot as a mobile remote observation device. State police wouldn't agree to an interview about Spot's usage, though.
So what about the company? Why would Boston Dynamics share Spot with state police?
Boston Dynamics is selling these robots to construction firms, oil and gas companies, and public safety agencies. And so I talked with Michael Perry, Vice President of Business Development at Boston Dynamics. He says they want to gather intel on how Spot works in the field with potential clients, like the state police, to see how they use it.
We imagine Spot as a platform, so we've tried to make the robot as customizable as possible so that our customers can do exploration and really totally understand what the value of a legged robot is in the real world.
Which makes me wonder, if it's customizable, could Spot be used as a weapon?
Well, that's a concern that people have, but Michael Perry says that Boston Dynamics' lease agreement won't allow clients to use Spot in a way that would physically harm or intimidate people. And state police, in its statement, said they did not weaponize Spot or any of their other robots, and they said that they wouldn't either. But, you know, across the country, weaponizing robots is not unheard of. In 2016, Dallas police sent a bomb disposal robot armed with explosives to kill a sniper who had shot at police officers and killed five.
So then, Ellie, did the assurance you got from the company satisfy other people you talked to about Spot?
It did not. Kate Crockford is the director of the Technology for Liberty program at the ACLU of Massachusetts. And Crockford wants to see a policy from state police or even a state law about the use of robotics and more openness about the program.
We just really don't know enough about how the state police is using this and the technology that can be used in concert with a robotic system like this is almost limitless in terms of surveillance and potentially even weaponization.
Other experts in law and robotics I spoke to agree that there should be some kind of policy. They say robots aren't like any other piece of equipment, like, say, a police cruiser.
And what do people in law enforcement say about all this?
So state police wouldn't make anyone who worked with Spot available to talk. But I talked to Thor Eels. He is the executive director of the National Tactical Officers Association and a former SWAT commander in Colorado. And he pointed out that in most cases, robots are used in critical incidents, barricaded suspects, hostage situations, or active assailants. But that said, he gets that people want to know more about how these technologies are used, and that law enforcement should figure out a way to balance any tactical secrecy with the public's right to know how their government is working.
I think if you keep the discussion rather generic, that's more readily accomplished. And then I think the other part is explaining that the primary purpose of it is to help in making decisions that can ultimately save lives.
He also noted that police still have to abide by the law, that if you need a warrant to send a person into someone's house, you also need one to send a robot. But, you know, there's a history of technology used by police outpacing the law. Take GPS tracking. In the last 8 years, the Supreme Court has twice ruled against police in favor of privacy.
Sounds like we're going to be hearing a lot more about Spot the Dog robot down the road here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if state police make it part of their regular fleet and if other law enforcement agencies across the state do as well.
Okay. WBUR digital producer Ellie Jarmanning, thanks a lot.
Thank you.